Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus.
make a joyful noise to God, all the earth. Sing out the honor of his name. Make his praise gracious or glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your works. Through the greatness of your power, your enemies shall submit themselves to you. All the earth shall worship you and sing praises to you. They shall sing praises to your name. Come and see the works of God. He is awesome in his doing towards the sons of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the river on foot. There we will rejoice in him. He rules by his power forever. His eyes observe the nations. Do not let the rebellious exalt themselves. Oh, bless our God, you people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard. Who keeps our souls among the living and does not allow our feet to be moved. For you, O God, have proved us. You have refined us as silver is refined. You brought us into the net. You laid affliction on our backs. You have caused men to ride over our heads. We went through the fire and through water. But you brought us out into rich fulfillment. I will go into your house with burnt offerings. I will pay you my vows, which my lips have uttered and my mouth has spoken when I am in trouble. Excuse me, when I was in trouble. I will offer you burnt sacrifices of fat animals with all sweet aroma of rams. I will offer bulls with goats. Come in here, all you who fear God. I will declare. Declare means to make a statement or say that what he has done for my soul. I cried to him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. Extol means to praise. He was praised with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. But certainly God has heard me. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God who has not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. I read to you in its entirety, Psalm 66. Praise to God for his awesome works. Lucy, let's have a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, this is the day that you have made. Thank you. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Heavenly Father, Yah, we come to you. We just thank you for all the things that you've done for us. You've given us life, love, happiness, peace, joy. Father, thank you for keeping natural disasters away from the city of Detroit, your blessed city. We should thank you for sane, sound minds, excellent health, courage, patience, wealth, wisdom, education, and prosperity in all things. In your son's name, amen. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Thank you for being with me on this blessed Tuesday. You have your New King James Version of the Bible, your pen, pencil, paper, a notebook, a cold glass of water. I almost forgot mine. I almost forgot to have mine today. Follow me. We are going to be reading out of the book of Isaiah. We're going to pick up where we left off at the last time. Chapter 17, the proclamation against Syria and Israel. The proclamation is a prophecy. Okay, let's read chapter 17, verse 1. The burden is a heavy load against Damascus. Behold, Damascus will cease from being a city. I don't think that has happened yet, see. And it will be a ruinous heap. The cities of Aurora are forsaken. Forsaken means to be abandoned or renounced. They will be for flocks which lie down, and no one will make them afraid. The fortresses also will cease in Ephraim. The kingdom of Damascus, the remnant of Syria, they will be as the glory of the children of Israel, says God's host. In that day it shall come to pass that the glory of Jacob will wane. Wane means to decline or decrease. And the fatness of his flesh will grow lean, okay? So his money is going to grow. He's going to get skinnier. Verse 5. It shall be as when harvesters gather the grain and reap the heads with his arm. It shall be as he who gathers heads of grain in the valley of Rephaim. Verse 6, yet gleaming grapes will be left in it, like the shaking of an olive tree, two or three olives at the top of the uppermost bough, four or five in its most fruitful branches, says the Lord God of Israel. In that day, a man will look to his maker, and his eyes will have respect for the Holy One of Israel. He will not look to the altars. The work of his hands, he will not respect what his fingers have made, nor the wooden images, nor the incense altars. In that day, his strong cities will be forsaken, bowed, and an uppermost branch, which they left because the children of Israel, and there will be desolation. Of course, you know, desolation is ruin. Verse 10, because you have forgotten the God of your salvation, your Savior, and have not been mindful of the rock of your stronghold, you know, a stronghold is a structure, or in this case, your Savior. Therefore, you will plant pleasant plants and set out foreign seedlings. In that day you will make your plant to grow, and in the morning you will make your seed to flourish. But the harvest will be a heap of ruins. In that day of grief and desperate sorrows, I have made a note here, in that day there will be disease and incurable pain. I don't know where I got that from, but I have it here. Verse 12, woe to the multitude of many people who make a noise like the roar of seas and the rushing of nations that make a rushing like the rushing of mighty waters. Nations will rush like the rushing of many waters, but God will rebuke them, and they will flee far away and be chased like the chaff of the mountains before the wind, like a rolling thing before the whirlwind. Then behold, at evening tide means like at night or at the end of the day. Verse 14, it says, and behold, at evening tide, trouble. And before morning, he is no more. He's talking about the master's sheep. That's my understanding. And what you need to do is go back and reread Isaiah chapter 9, verse 12. Let me just turn there for a moment and try to let you understand what I'm trying to convey to you. Okay, chapter 9, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 12. the Syrians before and the Palestinians after, and they shall devour Israel with the open mouth. I'm thinking that Israel is going to be provoked into an attack, and when that does happen, there will be no more Damascus. Let us go on to chapter 18, proclamation against Ethiopia. Woe to the land shadowed with buzzing wings, which is beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, which sends ambassadors by sea, even in vessels of reed. And a reed is no more than it's a canoe. And on water, saying, go, swift messengers, to a nation tall and smooth of skin, to a terrible people from the beginning onward, to a nation powerful and treading down. Well, treading down means to walk over or to trample people, whose land the rivers divide. Verse 3, all inhabitants of the world and dwellers on the earth, when he lifts up a banner on mountains, you see it. And when he blows a trumpet, you hear it. For so the Lord said to me, I will take my rest. He's saying God is saying he will be quiet. I will look from my dwelling place like clear heat and sunshine, like a cloud of dew in the heat of harvest. For before the harvest, when the bud is perfect and the sour grape is ripening in the flower, he will both cut off the sprugs. The sprugs, those are small stems with leaves, with pruning hooks, and take away and cut down the branches. They will be left together for the mountain birds of prey. Now, mountain birds of prey to me are like a kite, vultures, hawks, eagle. Verse 6, they will be left together for mountain birds of prey and the beasts of the earth. The birds of prey will summer on them, and all the beasts of the earth will winter on them. In that time, a present will be brought to God of hosts from people tall and smooth of skin, from a people terrible from the beginning onward, a nation powerful and treading down. Remember, treading means to trample you or press you under your feet, whose land the rivers divide, to the place of the name of God of hosts, to Mount Zion. So those people who are terrible, and they are tall and smooth of skin, are going to take a present to God in Mount Zion. Let's read chapter 19. Proclamation against Egypt. And, of course, proclamation means a prophecy or an announcement against Egypt. Isaiah chapter 19. The burden. And, of course, a burden is just a heavy load. The burden against Egypt. Behold, God rides on a swift cloud and will come into Egypt. The idols of Egypt will teeter. That means they're going to sway and wobble at his presence. And the heart of Egypt will melt in its midst. I will set Egyptians against Egyptians. Everyone will fight against his own brother, and everyone against his neighbor, city against city, kingdom against kingdom. The spirit of Egypt will fail in its midst. I will destroy their council, and they will consult the idols and the charmers, the mediums and the sorcerers. And the Egyptians I will give into the hand of a cruel master, O Egypt. You know, with the trouble that's going on in Egypt today, they need to be careful what they're doing. But I found that God's prophecies have always come true, and I think that we're beginning to watch what happening in Egypt. verse 4, I'm going to start again. And the Egyptian will be given into the hand of a cruel master, and a fierce king will rule over them, says God, the God of hosts. The waters will fail from the sea, and the rivers will be wasted and dried up. The rivers will turn foul, and the brooks of defense will be emptied and dried up. The reed and the rushes will wither. The papyrus reeds by the river, by the mouth of the river, and everything sown needs to be planted by the river, will wither, be driven away, and be no more. The fishermen also will mourn. All those will lament. Lament means to mourn or to wail. Who cast hooks into the river, and they will languish. Languish means to be weak or miserable. Who spread nets on the water. Moreover, those who work in fine flax. And here, I'm not going to say, I'm thinking flax means linen, not sieve. And those who weave fine fabric will be ashamed. Verse 10, and its foundations will be broken. And all who make wages will be troubled of soul. Verse 11, surely the prince, P-R-I-N-C-E-S, of Zion are fools. Pharaoh's wise counselors give foolish counsel. Counsel means advice. How do you say to Pharaoh, I'm the son of the wise, son of ancient kings? Where are they? Where are the wise men? Let them tell you now, and let them know that God of hosts has proposed. Proposed means plan, what God has planned against Egypt. Verse 13, the prince, P-R-I-N-C-E-S, of Zon have become fools. The prince of N-O-P-H, I say nope, but when I looked at up on the map, it says Memphis, are deceived. So the prince of Memphis are deceived. They have also deluded, that means fooled or deceived, Egypt. Those who are the mainstay of its tribes. So Egypt have different tribes. The God has mingled. Mingled means to mix and combine. A perverse spirit in her midst. Perverse means evil or wicked. So there's a perverse spirit in Egypt's midst. And they have caused Egypt to err in all her work. And as a drunken man staggers in his vomit, neither will there be any work for Egypt. Oh, that doesn't sound good. Which the head or the tail, palm branch or bulrush may do. Verse 16, in that day Egypt will be like a woman and will be afraid and fear because of the wavering of the hand of God, which he waves over it. And the land of Judah will be a terror to Egypt. Everyone who makes mention of it will be afraid in it, in himself, because of the counsel of God of hosts, which he has determined against it. Asia, Assyria, and Israel bless. In that day, five cities in the land of Egypt will speak the language of Canaan and swear by God of hosts. One will be called the city of destruction. In that day there will be an altar to God in the midst of the land of Egypt, and a pillar, a monument to God at its borders. And it will be for a sign and for a witness to God of hosts in the land of Egypt. They will cry to God because of the oppressors, and he will send them a Savior and a mighty one, and he will deliver them. Then God will be known to Egypt, and the Egyptians will know God in that day, and will make sacrifice and offerings. Yes, they will make a vow to God and perform it. And God will strike Egypt. He will strike and heal it. They will return to God, and he will entreat. Entreat means to make honest prayer by them and heal them. And that day there will be a highway from Egypt to Assyria, and the Assyrians will come into Egypt, and the Egyptians into Assyria, and the Egyptians will serve with the Assyrians. Okay? In that day, Israel will be one of three with Egypt and Assyria, even a blessing in the midst of the land, whom God shall bless, saying, "Blessed is Egypt, my people, and Assyria, the works of my hand, and Israel, my inheritance." An inheritance is what people receive legally, like money or property. Well, sheep, we have finished reading for this day, Isaiah chapters 17, 18, and 19. Come back with me Thursday morning, and we'll pick up reading at chapter 20. I want you to get this book. It's called How to Eat and Live Longer by Dr. Reginald J. Eady. I'm an old woman now, and I'm thankful that for that when you consider the alternative. I'm alive and talking to you all, and I'm happy about that. Listen, go to www.eatandliveelonger.com and purchase your book and live by this book, and you'll feel better. Also, I would love for you to go to Amazon.com and purchase my two books that I have on there. They're called The Passing. The Passing is for all ages. And The Broken Plant is for children. This is a whodunit book. When you order my books, my name is spelled S-O-N-D-R-A, Harris. Get my two books. Make me happy. See, let's have a closing prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your constant protection from the evil one. Give us this day our daily bread, and lead us not into temptation. In your Son's name, amen. Remember, take God, our Heavenly Father, with you everywhere you go. And if it is God's will, I'll talk with you this Thursday around this time. Bye for now. God loves you.